Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Leave It All to Us, episode 2.
Hello.
This week we have an intro. We had it last week too, but not at the time of recording.
Yeah.
I hope it is to your enjoyment.
It's good.
We grabbed a few of us, only one of them from the LifeCast. Oh no, Dan was there too. Two of them from the LifeCast. And two good friends, Andres and Victor.
Mm-hmm.
They helped a lot. We recorded in this room actually on Wednesday.
That's legit. Okay.
Yeah. I brought my snowball mic in, which
is why it sounds terrible. Yep.
And it was on my laptop.
All right.
So let us serenade you with both the singing of iCarly and the review of iCarly.
Yeah.
Here in episode 2.
Yeah, we did the singing. We're going to do the... Well, I didn't do the singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really upfront about that.
Yeah, you were. I mean...
Adam was going to originally have both of us sing it, as in me and Adam.
Yes.
And I was like, don't want to put my singing voice out there. Yep. So...
I mean, I didn't put my singing voice out there. I just screamed a lot.
Fair. So let's jump right into it, I guess.
We're doing episodes 6 through 10 this week. We see an introduction of a character.
Mm-hmm.
An important character to the iCarly lore.
The first episode 6 is called I, Neville.
Which, I was looking at my notes. I'm like, I thought I wrote the titles down, but this just says I, Neville. There had to be more to it than that.
There isn't.
There wasn't.
There's not.
This episode 6 is entitled Neville.
I, Neville.
But.
Oh boy, they're already up to antics.
they're pushing
Freddy around in a shopping cart.
Yep. Poor Freddy.
Freddy
gets it pretty bad, actually.
No, yeah. Wesley, the beatboxing boy, returns.
Yeah. Can he speak?
Can he speak?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, he does have a couple of lines.
Does he?
Yeah.
Because one of my notes is, can the beatboxing kid actually talk?
Maybe this is
his way of communicating. And he just goes up. He's trying to be a normal middle school kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, how's it going? But he can't say that. So he just beatboxes. And they're all like, you fucking nerd. Get the hell out of here. You're gross. But maybe beatboxing kid. Maybe this is it.
His name is Wesley.
Wesley. I will cross out beatboxing kid and write Wesley.
Yeah, we're not going to come back to it. He doesn't return in this episode.
Or any of them. Yeah, Wesley's fucking dead.
Yeah, and then we also get introduced to Jeremy. He's important.
Poor Jeremy.
Yeah.
But like not in the same way I say poor Freddy. Like, man, Jeremy just has a rough go.
Yeah, he just has allergies, I bet.
Yeah, constantly, really rough allergies.
Allergies to dust, probably.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens. And man, I'd never want to speak to him.
Yeah.
it's rough. Yeah. Like, on one hand, it's like, oh, yeah, poor Jeremy. But it's like, oh, man, if I were in their position, Jeremy, we wouldn't be friends.
Yeah. And then these two popular girls, quote unquote, come up. And then, because Sam and Freddie. Well, yeah, all of them, actually. Mm-hmm. The main crew is handing out flyers for iCarly. And trying to get people to watch it. I don't know why you'd have to at your own middle school. People already watch it.
Yeah, I think we've discovered that most of that school's population knows about it or watches it.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you're not on Nevelocity? That means you're not a real web show.
Oh, man.
And Nevelocity is this blog that reviews like all things internet, basically.
Yeah.
So... They're like, okay, we're going to get on Nevelocity.
Yeah, that's it. They want to be reviewed.
Yeah,
Sam has a
throwaway line here. That's, I want to do bad things to her. Mm-hmm. One of like the popular girls. Sam, that's not aggressive. That's just gay.
Yeah, Sam, maybe you're gay.
Yeah. And I noticed this because I was wearing headphones, and then we cut into title scene. Title theme, I mean. Yeah. But I noticed this while wearing headphones because I was listening on my like computer yesterday as opposed to my TV in my living room. Yeah. And the audio theme is way better mixed. The title theme is way better mixed than the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah, it's night actually and like day. Yeah, for sure. It's actually like a song they made and they just happened to use it as the intro.
I think so.
Yeah.
I want to know what Spencer thinks about on the daily.
Yeah.
Like, that's a recurring thought every single episode. Like, huh. Okay, Spencer. What does he think about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Socks are definitely up there. He thinks about socks pretty frequently.
Yes. We also get, quote unquote, introduced to Spencer's friend this episode.
Which one was it?
Socko.
Oh, Socko, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no.
Was that?
Is it? No, it's next episode. Sorry, everybody.
Okay.
So Carly is definitely the backbone of the household.
Yeah.
Because he comes home with 28 pounds of butter.
Yes.
That seems like a lot, but it's literally 28 boxes.
Yeah. That's not, yeah.
That's like one grocery bag if you pack it nice.
That's true, actually, because like, thing is a pound.
Yeah, a pound of butter is a lot.
A pound of butter is a lot of butter.
Yeah, and 28 pounds of butter is not going to make that sculpture.
No, it's probably way more than 28 pounds.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, maybe he wanted to be like, oh, it's 28 pounds. Don't worry about me, please.
Yeah, or maybe he just didn't know. Maybe he just kept grabbing it and it's like, yeah, it's like $28. It's like butter's $1 a pound.
It's more expensive than that.
Maybe
it's like
old butter.
Two or three.
Maybe it's really old butter.
Anyway, so he does get paid to do art.
Yeah, no, I have a note saying, "Whoa, Spencer actually gets paid."
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
Yeah, for some things.
Yeah, because like some of his art's really good.
Yeah,
and then some of it's the fucking garbage machine he made later in a slew of episodes.
Yes. So they start the show. And it's their like most important one, I guess, because Neville is watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carly emails Neville and is like, "Can you watch our web show?" And he was like, "Okay, yeah." And then he emails back after the episode, but there's some foot shit.
There's some foot shit. Yeah. More
there's
foot
like
shit.
There's like straight up toe shit.
Yeah. No, more foot stuff. It's so apparent.
Yeah.
That being said, it was way less in this group of episodes than it was in the first five.
Yes.
Like I think there were only like one or two foot occurrences in these ones.
Yeah. I think I wrote down every single every single occurrence. Yeah, of course.
Of course. I mean, it's like, honestly, the most interesting thing about
tame.
This show. Like, it's our only it's our only recurring joke besides Freddy beating the shit, Sam beating the shit out of Freddy.
Yeah. So they show a cutaway of the stream, the webcast.
It's rough.
Yeah, the frames.
The frame, like, their stream quality is really bad.
Yeah, maybe it was in that one.
Maybe it's like Freddy's feed, you know? Maybe his computer isn't very like high in RAM or something like that. Maybe just like that.
But it runs the whole webcast.
It does run the whole webcast, but
maybe it was from
I need to
Jake's
see the numbers.
Grandma's
I need
computer.
To see. I need to see OBS. I need to see their. I need to see their drop.
No,
frames.
They're definitely using vMix.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It's like the super upgraded streaming software.
Oh, okay.
If like OBS is the free version, you get like XSplit is like the paid version. Yeah. Then you have Wirecast, which is like, you know, small time churches use it.
Okay.
And then you have like vMix, which is like if you're streaming professionally, you're not using anything else.
Okay.
Unlike anything other than Twitch.
Yeah.
Tangent.
Yeah. No, but yeah, no, those frames were rough.
Yeah, they were.
Those frames were really rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had the Chinese delivery guy coming on the show.
When your Uber Eats gets here in the middle of recording Shadowrun.
Yeah. And they just
it's
come.
It's happened before.
Yeah. And they just come with this man's life. Also,
I know.
That's so much Chinese food for three people.
Yeah.
That was a lot. Man.
Yeah.
They must pack it away.
For sure.
Yeah.
Leave Chuck alone.
Leave Chuck alone. He's not
doing
boring.
His job.
They say, "Oh, Chuck, you're boring." Chuck
like,
isn't boring.
Carly, Sam, one day you're gonna have to grow up, and
it's
you're
gonna be them.
You're gonna go to work, and you're gonna be like, "My brain's off."
Yeah, that's gonna be
no
them.
Ifs, ands, or buts about that
they're
one.
They're too young.
Yeah,
they don't have days that are nothing yet. They don't have empty husks of days where there's like, I hate everything and I just want to sleep my pains away.
Yeah, Chuck has those days.
Yet. Yeah, Chuck is having that day. Chuck.
Yeah, and then they do the random dancing, which is like, oh.
Which happens a lot. Happens a lot in this slough.
Yeah, I remembered the random dancing.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's rough.
Oh, boy.
I just want it to stop. I want it to not be so loud and so long. I want them to just like, I want them to just say it and it's over. I don't want to hear them echo 20 times.
Yeah, I think I prefer voguing where they just, I don't know, pose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just wash your hands. But Spencer.
Oh, yeah. he's sculpting.
And he like and wipes off his hands and he goes to get the door and just wash them.
Or use the towel.
Which he does later.
Yeah, which he does later. But man, just... Rough.
Spencer worries me.
That being said, his sculpture was really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that he got that detailed with butter.
It was good.
Elbow licking was. Oh yeah. Then they go. The Neville emails Carly back and is like, "Okay, I want to meet you for an interview."
Yeah.
For my website, and I was like, like watching this now, I was like, "Oh no."
Yeah. If you don't know who Neville away. Is, I wish I could go back to the first time I watched Neville.
Oh God.
And I wonder what I pictured in my head.
I think I tuned out like the first part of the episode when I was watching it for the very first time.
Yeah.
Because I remember like the creepy things happening. Mm-hmm. Well, spoilers, Neville's a fucking creep. Anyway.
Big creep.
Yeah. So Spencer drives her to Neville's and Carly's like, "Spencer, wait in the car." Mm-hmm. And then Spencer's like, "No, I'm coming inside with you." Yeah. I'm so glad he did.
Good job, Spencer.
Yeah, good job. Oh, yeah. He tries like licking his elbow. That was a trend.
Yeah, it was. I remember. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because humans like to overcome.
Well, we can't. It's impossible.
They're going to try.
But yeah, Neville's mom opens the door. But we don't know that she's his mom because they think Neville's like a grown man.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah. You know, aren't many kids doing review blogs at the age of 12?
But we find out Neville is 11 years old.
Yeah. He's a small boy.
He's a small business boy.
He's a small business boy, both in size and age.
Yes. And Spencer, like, razzes him for being a kid.
You know, if I were Neville in that situation, I would also be very pissed.
Yeah.
he gets pissed pretty. It's pretty justified.
Yeah. Really, when anyone starts touching me and they've just met me, like.
Yeah, it's like, eh. Back off a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about yourself.
Yeah. So Spencer and Neville's mom go to have tea. Mm-hmm. And Neville and Carly are left in the living room.
Yeah.
And my notes here are just, God, he's creepy. Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. Is the brain thing some weird innuendo? Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And the brain thing was totally an innuendo, huh? Because he kept talking about how big it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ew.
And then... Yeah, he's just like, what shampoo do you use was one of the questions he asks.
And he knew.
Yeah.
He smelled her hair and he named the shampoo.
Yeah.
That's a run out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's like, oh, I use this too. It's like, wait, I use the shampoo. This is like, you know, because then that's like a funny thing you guys have in common. But if it's just like a shampoo and he names it, it's like, bye.
That does bring to mind that one exchange between someone and their significant other where they sent the other one to Walmart to go get shampoo, but they didn't tell them what they used.
Huh.
So
that sounds fun.
I think it was the boyfriend like stood in the shampoo aisle and sniffed all of the shampoos and brought home the right one.
That's so good. Oh man, I want to do that. Let's have a video series guessing everyone's shampoo by smelling their hair.
That's no fair. I told Dave which one to get.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have to do it with Dave. He knows too much.
You could do it with, you could do Dave with my shampoo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, take him to Lush and just have him smell everything.
Or we'll throw him off. We'll take him to like Target or something and be like, look in the shampoo area, Dave. And then he'll be like, I don't think it's any of these. And if he brings them back, then the lights fall, the cameras come out of nowhere, and we're like, Dave, you're wrong. And then we take him to Lush, and then we give him another shot.
Yeah. You're also going to have to, like, blur out his face, change his voice.
This is too much work. It took me, like, 3 hours to edit an audio file. I can't do videos yet.
It's
like two and a half hours.
All right.
Because, yeah, I have to listen to the whole thing, and then I forgot how to use the program. because it's been a while. So I have to look up videos on what to do.
Okay, that's why it took a while. Anyway, that took a turn.
Yeah.
So yeah, Neville is. If it were not for the laws of this land, I would have slaughtered Neville.
Yeah.
Also, Carly should have.
Carly should have at the very least, like, fucking smacked him and left.
Yeah.
You know?
She does push Tapenade in his face.
Yeah, a little later.
Yeah.
But in between then, she calls...
No, it's this episode.
Yeah, no, but, like, no, it is in this episode. But I'm saying in between then, she calls fucking
Sam.
Neville's in the other room, and she's shit-talking Neville in his living room while he's right there. It's like, Carly, you can text.
Yeah.
You can text.
Well, no. In 2007, texting was a privilege, not a right.
I know, but, like, you know, one text ain't going to set you back.
You can only text on nights and weekends.
and if they, I've seen their studio. They have a texting plan.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
Carly has a texting plan.
Yeah, Carly was not one of those people that opened up the internet browser on her phone by accident and tried to power button.
That was so like the realest
charge
shit.
Anything. Yeah.
Also, the realest shit was like me not knowing fucking MTV advertisements would charge you money. So I would get a cool wallpaper, and then a month later, it's like, why is there $100 charge? It's like, I don't know. Why is there $100 charge? Did you use a thing called? Did you get a new ringtone? Yeah, a few.
A few.
Yeah.
Weren't they like 99¢ each?
Yeah, but like. It was,
oh,
like,
it was a month-to-month subscription.
It was a month-to-month
yeah.
thing, and, like, there was, like, it's a lot.
And okay.
It also used internet and stuff like that, so it was...
Yeah, so it was the data.
Data plans were expensive. Data was so expensive with phones. So, you know, yeah. Carly, yeah, no, keep calling.
Yeah, yeah.
Data's expensive. Text plans were expensive.
Yeah, cell phones were very expensive when they first came out.
They were definitely a luxury item.
Yeah. But, yeah, so she calls Sam... And Sam is in their apartment.
Yeah.
Just watching TV.
Yeah, just because that's her home.
Yeah.
I don't believe Sam's home must actually be a box. And
yeah.
She just lives with Carly.
And she gets cold. And she turns up the heat.
Yep.
And Butterboy melts.
Yeah, she ruins Spencer's nice butter
art. Mr. Toasty.
Mr. Toasty, yeah.
Mr. Toasty melts.
Yeah, which honestly isn't a very creative name, but he gets the point across.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't his mascot.
It's true. It was the brand.
Yeah.
You know? Rough.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr.
Toasty. He wasn't selling out. He was just taking a paycheck.
He was just taking a paycheck, yeah.
And we get back into Neville and Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Or Neville being a fucking creep.
Yeah.
Let's just call that
one. I think I learned something about Neville. I think Neville may be just an embodiment of all of Dan Snyder's fetishes.
I really had to fight the urge to get up and leave.
Like, the amount of creepy things this boy does,
yeah.
It's like, maybe.
Oh, my God. We like saw the picture of him, like, sniffing someone's hair.
Yeah. Mm. He might be projecting on Neville.
No. Don't do this to this child actor.
I didn't do it. I'm just making the connection.
Not you. Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Eye boring.
Yeah, that's what he titles the review.
This is what this motherfucker who has a blog and writes for a living comes up with.
Yeah.
Eye boring.
5 million page views a day.
5 million pages a day. iCarly, more like eye boring. that's his title.
Yeah, that's like a real like 11-year-old coming up
yeah,
with names.
Yeah, it's true.
He
just goes with the heart.
So yeah, Freddie is notably upset that Neville kissed Carly on the cheek
without permission.
Without consent. Does
Freddie have to teach this whole goddamn universe about consent?
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Freddie, get those fucking dancing shoes back. You're teaching the world.
So yeah. Carly gets back home
mm-hmm.
and tells Spencer, Sam, and Freddie, like,
yeah.
this is what happened, which
yeah,
is, like, honestly really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad she just...
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't...
I'm glad she didn't, like, hold that behind. She's like, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freddie was like, show me how exactly he kissed you. It's like, Freddie,
this is rough.
Not the time.
No.
There were a whole lot of, like, not the time
yeah.
moments in this bunch. Oh, yeah. He publishes the bad review, and my immediate reaction to him publishing it was like, I think they're going to be fine. This episode 6.
Yeah.
They have a lot of like iCarly Ender episodes here too.
Yeah, no, they're struggling. Yeah, like
it's weird. Yeah, Sam's an asshole. I don't know what she did, but
what did Sam do? I don't have any notes on what Sam did.
Yeah, I don't have any notes on what Sam did, but Sam's an asshole.
Yeah, that's a true blue statement.
I felt very strongly about it. Don't make fun of Jeremy's allergies. But also maybe wear a mask around him.
Also maybe give Jeremy a Sours mask or something. You know? Jeremy needs a little help.
Yeah.
He said he's a mess.
At some point,
I'm like, yeah, Jeremy, me too. Yeah. It's okay. You're young. You have your whole life to be a mess.
Yeah. And then Freddie's mom, mm-hmm. Has apparently been stalking Freddie. That shit runs in the family.
Yeah. That's actually a good point. I never put that together because like Freddie's mom does it to him a lot, so Freddie must think it's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. It's all about your upbringing. You can fucking take any problem you have and probably
put it right back to your family. Yeah. But he learns, I think, that this is really not okay.
Yeah.
Freddie's apartment number is 8D, but the little symbol in between makes it look like the little ASCII penis.
Oh no!
Yeah, it looks like an equal sign.
Oh, no, I never noticed that.
It's
that's rough. I'll have to pay
Dan
attention.
Dan Schneider. I don't know what prompted this remark from me, but I said jail is where Neville belongs.
I don't remember.
I think they said something about like we're gonna like put him in his place or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. God, Neville's fucking creepy.
Neville's really creepy.
He disgusts me.
And he doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But I think he gets less creepy.
He gets definitely less creepy. Yeah.
It seems to be just like a trend. Maybe Nickelodeon was like, what the fuck are you doing? These children.
Yeah, maybe they were like, you need to stop.
You need to bring this back a little bit.
Yeah. So Neville gets to...
Well, first they sabotage Neville.
Yeah, because they invite him... To apologize,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they have Jeremy fucking grab him.
and sneeze on him. I think that's where he said, I'm a mess. After that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. That's so funny. That's a really good...
Yeah, no, that's
like, good. If you know someone, one, is gonna not respect your boundaries. Yeah. Two, doesn't like germs. Three, you know someone who's constantly sick.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect. And also, you paid $5?
Yeah, $5 to hold someone hostage and sneeze on them? To come to your house.
Pay him in food.
Pay him in food. That way he can't get bribed.
Yeah.
Which he did. And Neville said, I outsmarted all of you. And Neville, you outsmarted nobody. You just paid him money. That's not smart.
He didn't even pay him.
Oh, that's right. He said, I'll give you $10, and then he left.
Yeah. He says, I'll give you $10 to release me.
Yeah.
And then he releases, and then Jeremy releases him. Mm-hmm. And Neville's like, you're not getting anything.
Yep.
It's like, you little shit.
And then he said he outsmarted them, and you didn't outsmart anybody.
Yeah, you just asked to be let go
in
a very mean way.
Yeah.
So then they just tell his mom on him.
Which is, like, the best thing in the fucking world.
It's so good. Just call bullies moms.
Yeah. Honestly?
Yeah.
It may be bad for you in the long run because they may get angry and do worse things to you, but you know what?
Do you really think their mom is, like, going to stop keeping tabs on them after that, though?
I mean, it depends on the mother, right?
It does depend on the mother.
Because you could totally do that to somebody, and their mother doesn't give a fuck. They'll be like, oh, yeah, whatever. And they'll be like, you thought that would work? And then they just do worse to you because you tried to do that.
That's
fair. It can go both ways. And bullies are a hard book to read. Actually, they're a really easy book to read. Their families are the hard book to read.
Yeah, I think as bullies get older, they're a little bit harder to read.
Yeah.
Because they don't grow out of being bullies.
Yeah.
Germs bit, also, again, very good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And then I really like Neville's mom.
Yeah,
Neville's mom. Oh, yeah, because he's walking away, and he like, looks at Sam, mm-hmm. and Sam and Freddie start coughing on Neville.
Yeah, which is good. Yep.
Yeah, because they go to his house, they tell his mom, and he's like... And his mom literally is like, I thought you didn't like girls.
Yeah.
It's like, that was last year. I'm going through changes. Don't say that.
Don't tell your mother that. If I told my mother all of a sudden, like, oh, yeah, I want to fuck at the age of 13, I'm fairly certain I would have moved out. I just would have moved fucking out.
Yeah, your mom would have. I feel like if I said that, my mom would be like, here are your emancipation papers. You can go.
I don't know what she'd say. She'd be like, I think she'd just look at me. don't think she'd say anything. She'd just look at me and just kind of walk away. Yeah, that's the end of that episode.
Neville, what the fuck? Neville's I like Neville's mom.
Yeah, Neville's mom
seems fine.
Yeah.
And then we get into our first holiday episode.
Yeah, I scream
on Halloween.
On Halloween.
Yeah, this is where we get introduced to Sako.
Yeah, and
he is going to bring Spencer a pumpkin.
Yes, yes.
To carve.
Yep. I think Sako seems like that guy who like follows trucks and just steals whatever falls out of them, and then he just sells them out of the back of his truck.
That's totally what he
is. That's what he is, right? He's like selling like fake watches and like,
oh my god,
and like stolen phones and stuff
like
that.
They're best friends. Yeah, they're best friends for that exact reason.
Yeah. I have a feeling a lot of the tools that Spencer gets
are from
fall out of Sako, the Home Depot truck.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. He's bringing a pumpkin to Spencer. Spencer has all his like pumpkin cutting tools,
and it's like a small knife.
Yeah, it's like the pumpkin kit, complete with the things. Anyway, so they get Carly like leaves the apartment and goes to get Freddy. Oh yeah, they get a letter that's addressed to apartment 13B, and it just says resident, and they don't know who lives there.
Yes.
So, Spencer is like, we'll take it down to Lubert. And he can sort it out. Mm-hmm. And Carly gets Freddy, or like Freddy's like leaving his apartment because he doesn't want to be around his mom. And Carly starts laughing at his Halloween costume because it's a witch's costume and it looks really good.
It's a good
costume. It's like, a good costume.
I think I say that. Where is it? That's a good costume. Don't be ungrateful.
Yeah. I said, that's a good costume, Freddy. Get your shit together and wear it.
That's a really nice costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if anyone says otherwise, just text them. You're a witch.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Some people will believe it.
Everyone will believe it if you act convincing enough.
It's true.
And then we learn that Sako got Spencer a massive pumpkin. It's huge. It is the only thing that fits in that elevator.
Yeah. Sako couldn't even come up with them.
Yeah.
I wish we got to meet him.
I want to meet Sako.
We will.
Really?
I think so. Don't we see Sako?
I never remember meeting Sako.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll find out in a few months.
I don't know if I said this, but what is Sako capable of?
A lot.
He frightens me.
A lot. I think Sako will do anything he gets money for.
That's frightening. Mm-hmm. That's rightfully frightening. Mm-hmm. And then this is our first like real interaction with Lubert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carly's first real interaction with Lubert, other than him just yelling at people for being in his lobby.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
Lubert's good.
Yeah.
He sees that Freddy has like a fake wart.
Yeah.
As part of his costume. He's like, are you making fun of me?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good. And then Carly's like, well, where can I give this letter? He's like, it's been abandoned for 20 years. Yeah. And her first question is, why haven't you rented out the apartment for 15 years? He's like, oh, you know, it's haunted. So they decide that they're going to host a webcast in this haunted apartment on Halloween, presumably.
Which sounds fun.
Sounds fun, but Freddy is right.
Yeah.
And you don't go messing with that demon shit.
No, you don't.
No.
Never do it.
Never, ever.
Nope.
And then we find out that Spencer's going to carve the pumpkin, quote, the same way he makes onion rings. How does he make onion rings?
Maybe we'll find
out. Why does he need a chainsaw? Why is everything a 17 on a dial of 10?
He does things so...
Extra.
He's really extra.
Very
Spencer's
extra.
Really extra and doesn't obey to conventional systems. He just does what he wants, however it works.
Yeah,
whoever he hurts.
Really.
Yep.
So, they go.
They go,
and Freddy is, like, chickening out.
Yeah.
Completely justified. And then Sam pushes him in, and then tries to get the equipment in. Oh, they lockpick the door.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And then Sam, like, jams the equipment through the door, and I cringed.
Because
that's expensive equipment.
Yeah, she hit it multiple times, and then she just shoved it.
Yeah.
It was rough.
It was rough.
Yeah, that equipment's delicate. Handle with care.
Yeah, I can understand, like, the roughing up Freddy joke. Leave the equipment alone. Yeah, you literally run the web show with that.
You need that. Also, fucking Carly's costume sucks.
Yeah. Sam didn't even have one.
Sam didn't have... Okay, so Freddy has a great costume.
Yeah, Sam, Carly and Sam shouldn't be making fun of Freddy's costume. Because they don't have good ones.
They don't have... Carly's is terrible and Sam doesn't have one. Yeah. Freddy has a good-ass costume and they're making fun of him.
Unbelievable.
Like, I... Disgusting.
Unfair.
Unfair.
Yeah, this apartment just looks like an old person's house.
I made the point that it looks like an escape room.
It totally does. It totally does.
It just looks like a fucking escape room. I've never been in a fucking escape room, and it looks like an escape room.
It looked like my great aunt's house.
Oh, wow.
Like, with, like, down to, like, the, the, like, curtains and stuff.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And so Sam calls Freddy a tech-talking witch boy.
That's not an insult.
It's not an insult.
It's not an insult.
Not an insult. Mm-mm. Not in 2018.
Nope. But unfortunately, this was made in 2007. Gate.
Still 2007.
No, 2008. Hi, Carly. Now started in 2008, so I can make the joke 2000 gate.
Sure. But yeah, tech talking witch boy sounds like a great person to hang out with.
Yeah.
And then they start doing their show.
He's got to have like a hot spot or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's got to be how this happens.
I was wondering about the logistics of the apartments, because Spencer and Carly live on the 8th floor, mm-hmm. So does Freddy. And their apartment has 3 floors for some reason.
Yeah. That router's got to be up there.
No. But, like, how do you have, like, apartments on the 9th and 10th and 11th floors and, like, also have them have 3 floors?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know how the logistics of this apartment building work
out. Yeah, no, I don't either. I need to see 4 plans.
Yeah.
I need to see
this wasn't meant to be looked at from a critical perspective.
I need floor plans. I need
their
equipment. I want their software they use. I need to know how this works.
Yeah.
From the bottom up.
Yep, exactly. I would like to contact some architects.
Sure.
But yeah, they're on the 8th floor. I honestly thought they were on the top because that's what their studio looked like.
Yeah.
It was.
It definitely looked like the top of a building.
Yeah. So, the ghost shit starts happening.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so fast for any type of spiritual entity to show itself. Sorry, but you've been in that space for 2 minutes.
Also, how is Freddy powering that stand for so long?
That comes into play later in another episode.
Oh, wait, it totally did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, they answered my question.
I don't have an answer, but I know it was completely wireless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He must have plugged into a wall, but like his laptop was definitely holding a charge for at least some of that.
Yeah.
I broke your episode.
Yeah.
All right, nice. Carly.
Good job.
Yeah, that's the last one we watched. That where that logical fallacy comes in.
It's true. God. I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah. No, yeah, because these were in the first bunch that you watched. Because you had 2 viewing sessions.
Yeah,
I had just 1.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If ghost shit starts happening to you, just leave.
You leave.
Just leave.
Leave.
Otherwise, it'll get attached.
They tried, but it was too soon.
Yeah.
I mean, it was too late.
Oh, yeah. They busted the doorknob off the door. Fell.
And at that point, you just break the door.
Mm-hmm.
You get the fuck out. If ghosts happen, you get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what? You leave.
I'm scaling the building.
Yeah. Goodbye. Scaling the building. Goodbye. You move.
Because that might be a demon.
Yeah, you move. Be sure to stop somewhere before if you're superstitious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and if it's manifesting physically,
yeah.
Like, that fast, if it's fucking scratching your legs, it's a demon, leave.
You go. You
fucking... Bye.
Run. Also, yeah, and then...
And then someone starts screaming.
Yeah.
It's like, someone still lives there.
Yeah. At that point, you're like,
that
huh,
gag was
okay.
Like... they could have drawn that gag out, I think, a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, someone definitely still lives there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a ghostly voice at all. Nope. Then the doorknob comes off.
Yep.
And then we cut back to Spencer, who is carving his pumpkin.
I think he has carved it already. And it was the trick-or-treaters, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's scooping out guts at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has forgotten to get Halloween candy. So he starts giving kids just like random stuff from the pantry, which is pretty good.
Yeah. No, I haven't noticed. Like, is this that SpongeBob episode? Where Squidward is Santa and he just gives away his entire house.
Yeah. I mean, same network. They can reuse their ideas. Yeah. Shit. Can I get those jumper cables?
Yeah, right?
I'm going to need them.
Yeah, right. That's also, he should have just started giving them fucking pumpkin guts.
Yeah.
Because there's no law saying you need candy on Halloween. Get the fuck out there, you ungrateful motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're getting free candy.
You're getting...
Go to the next door.
Go to the next door.
Freddie's mom definitely has some. She probably... Granted, it's like sugar-free, like organic bullshit.
She's probably pretzels. She's a pretzel mom. Ooh. She's a pretzel or apple slices mom.
Is she a chocolate-covered pretzels mom?
No. Regular pretzels or apple slices, one of those two.
I was going to say apple slices would be nice, but you could not agree with that.
Yeah, I could not agree with that.
Pretzels would also be nice.
I always ate the pretzels.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Before the candy when I got them.
They were nice, like, in between.
Yeah, for sure.
Palate cleanser. So they hide in the closet back at the apartment.
Yeah.
They hide in the closet, and there's a clown head.
Yeah.
Just put a sheet over it.
Oh, that's
just
what this note was for.
Just put a fucking sheet over
then
it.
Then they start streaming for, like, 10 minutes, yeah. And I made a note saying, this is a bad episode to watch with the headache.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of screaming.
And then the old lady is probably just trying to sleep. She wants you out of her apartment.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then the kids come back and try and ransack.
Well, I don't even think
Spencer.
She knows they're there.
Oh yeah,
because she can't see, she can't hear.
She can't see, she can't hear, and
it's late.
Yeah, it's late. So she's probably trying to sleep.
Yeah.
So yeah, Spencer picked a pretty good hiding spot when the kids come back to like ransack his apartment for candy. Yeah. Which like, didn't your parents like raise you better?
No,
I shouldn't say that. I know some pretty shitty kids.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
I there are no kids in the show that have been raised well besides Carly.
Yeah, agree. And then we find out
Wesley. Wesley seems like a good kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems genuine.
A little abrasive, but you know he likes what he does.
Yeah. Then we get to find out that there is actually someone living in the apartment, and she's just old and deaf.
Yep, she's
you
old.
You assholes.
Yep. And everybody just and everything that happens has a cause.
Has a cause
because her son came home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that lady did not overreact to that spider.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope. And the scratching was a cat.
Yep.
Adorable.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And you don't just say that someone's furniture looks old and gross.
Nope.
While they're right there.
It's true.
After breaking into their apartment.
Yeah. Please don't call the cops on us. Also, your furniture is disgusting.
Yeah. And then Lubert comes in. Lubert sucks.
Yeah. No, I like Lubert.
He's just
trying to make his job fun.
Yeah. So Lubert is like, because they were like, why'd you tell us it was haunted? And he goes, because I'm a jerk. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. Can't argue.
Can't argue.
They're rolling Spencer. Well, they find Spencer. He hid in the pumpkin.
Yeah.
The kids. Mm-hmm. They roll him out into the lobby, and they're like, we're going to roll him down the pier. Lubert's an accomplice to murder.
Yes.
All these kids are going to juvie.
Yeah, and Carly's going to Yakima.
Yeah. And then Spencer comes home, like,
just
fucking
fine.
Wet and dripping with pumpkin guts.
Yep.
That's how this episode ends.
Yep. Fucking wow. Yeah.
Then we get into episode 8. I Spy a Mean Teacher.
Yep.
I
think this was my least favorite episode so far.
Yeah. We can kind of glaze over
this episode. This episode is just like kind of lame.
Yeah. They someone's at a Cuttlefish concert, which is like, first of all, how many times does this band come in?
Right? Like,
they
yeah.
have to be local.
Yeah. It has to be like a local fucking like
itty band.
Yeah. I was thinking kind of like a stand up. Like,
oh yeah,
like in that kind of setting,
definitely
they have like weekly performances at the local
general admission yeah.
stand up place.
Yeah, Freddie, it's just the AV department. You got a green screen, and like that's pretty good.
Yeah, honestly, at 13, when we were making garbage fucking YouTube videos, if we had a green screen,
yeah.
Actually, my friend did have a green screen.
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, we never really used it.
Yeah,
we used it.
It's exciting.
We used it once, and that video never came out. And if that video ever comes out, I'll die. It was so bad. Even when we were making it, I'm like, this is the worst thing of all time.
Oh God!
If that video ever comes out, my career's over. I'm blacklisted everywhere. Oh, shit. It was really cringy.
Okay.
As videos are when you're 13.
So Miss Briggs is back.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, we should follow a teacher around and see what their life is like outside of. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because at the concert, someone takes a picture of a teacher crowd surfing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, listen.
They're not on work hours.
They're not on work hours. I think the greatest example of this was I was good friends with someone at my high school who her dad was a teacher. No one works there anymore. It's fine. But they had to sign like a code of conduct that was like, oh, you're not going to like drink alcohol or go to parties or whatever, because it was a Christian high school. So they were like, you have to sign this code of conduct so that if a kid sees you outside of school, they'll know you're upholding godly values.
That sounds like an archdiocese thing.
Yeah. Non-secular. I mean, not non-secular, but non-denominational Christian high school. And he was like, yeah, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I can do what I want on my free time.
Yep.
He was fine. He was a good teacher.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, they stalk Miss Briggs at her home. Why is this a punchline?
Yeah, I don't know. The whole episode is breaking into her home.
Yeah.
Freddy freaks out at a bee.
Yeah, because he has this, like, spy camera.
Also, spy fucking sucks. I love that gag. Also, I thought the girl would have been the sock girl, and I got really excited, but she was the juggling girl.
Yeah, she was the juggling girl. Also,
which also fucking hilarious, because she
was juggling for other men. What? Yeah.
That's just a good bit.
Yeah.
Assuming that she's like, I'm dating this girl because she juggles.
Yes.
For me.
Assuming like face value, that's a good bit. But yeah. Like the innuendo it was presented as like weird.
Like if I'm a kid and I see that this girl, like as a kid, that probably made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And if I can turn my brain off, that makes me laugh. But you know.
Yeah, but we're woke now.
Yeah, we're woke now.
Anyway. So she's just like cleaning her house, and then she's doing her exercise, and they happen to hide in a closet that's a Randy. What is it? A Randy Jackson?
Randy Jackson from American Idol, one of the judges. And I went down a whole memory lane trip with this, because American Idol was like, it was such a cultural phenomenon.
It was.
Everybody watched it.
Yeah.
Everybody who didn't watch it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And they didn't eat lunch with people.
Yes.
Like, if you were, there was like a good year or two where if you wanted friends, you watched American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it worked. Yeah. Everyone would go in on Wednesday, because I think it was a Monday, Wednesday thing. I think it was like twice a week, because it was like.
No, I think it was a Wednesday night thing, wasn't
it? It was two nights. Because
I wouldn't know. I didn't have.
They had the performance night, and then they had the send them home night.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So everyone had to perform one night, and then.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't have, like, instant voting, so they actually had to, like, count everything.
They had to count the votes, which we definitely may have switched over to AT&T. Or when I was getting my phone, because it's like, you can vote for free for American Idol if you're part of AT&T, or Singular at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where should we get our phone? It's like, we should get it at Singular so I can vote for free for American Idol. Yeah, no, that shit was a cultural phenomenon. And everyone would have their favorites. And what a weird time.
Yeah.
Everyone would make fun of all the bad people in auditions. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people did those auditions just because they wanted to be on TV. And it was an easy way to do it.
I'm an old taco. That means anime freak in Japan. God, she does the kick.
Yeah,
she did. Anyway, we're spending a lot of time on this episode.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
It's a bad one. So yeah, she just likes Randy Jackson.
Yeah,
everyone has to have a hobby.
Yeah, Randy Jackson, honestly, a cool dude. Yeah. Out of all those judges,
you know, at least
he was like the coolest one.
Yeah. At least she's not out there, like, hitting on the other teachers and shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a healthy... Well, not, it's not healthy, it's not but healthy. It's an outlet.
It's contained. It is a contained and, like, legal thing.
Oh, yeah. She's not stalking him or anything. Yeah, has, like, some stuff.
She has an affinity towards Randy Jackson. We all have affinity towards people.
Yeah. Yeah. So she catches them inside their house after Sam goes to distract Miss Briggs, so Carly and Freddie can leave.
Also, I think it's a good bit in between then. Sam is at Carly's house, and Carly and Freddie aren't there.
Oh, yeah.
And Spencer's like, hey, I'm going to sculpt you. And then he makes a fucking fish. And she's sitting there for like 4 hours. Yeah. That's a good bit.
Yeah, it's a really good bit. So Sam's like outside in the bushes calling Miss Briggs at her home, which is, why do you have that teacher's number?
That's actually a good point.
If you hate
Sam
her.
Sam like fucking hates her.
Yeah.
And she, and like,
maybe
she
it's specifically for prank calling.
That's true. And she has, she's got to have her like in contacts.
Yeah.
Because that was like a super quick call.
Yeah. Speed dial.
Yeah.
Speed dial. Like, I feel like shit today. I'm going to prank call Miss Briggs.
Yeah.
Caller ID existed at the time. Just block that number.
You, yeah. Not if you did *82 or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you think Sam really would have?
Yeah, if she's prank calling people, she knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was *67.
*67, yeah, that was it.
She fucks that up royal. They all get caught. It's like, you're, Miss Briggs is really,
you're in the wrong.
In the right,
yeah,
to
you
be
guys
angry
are,
at
you
them.
Guys are in the wrong. You
like,
broke into her house.
You stalked her.
Yeah.
You broke into her house.
Yeah.
And you went to her most sacred of sacred rooms.
Yeah. You probably should get expelled.
Yeah.
Go to Yakima, Carly.
Yeah, I think, like, at least a couple days of suspension would have been, like, totally in the right.
That would have been fair. That would have been a fair punishment for what they did.
Yeah, even though that they did have her perform on their show to, like, right the wrong.
Yeah.
Which is, like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a cop-out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do some fun shit with the green screen.
Yep. 500,000 viewers.
Unreal.
Unfucking real. There's only been one Twitch stream that has that. I don't believe that you guys do.
Yeah.
Also, very high quality green screen.
Yeah. Some would say professional.
Yeah, for that is a professional grade green screen that Freddie has.
Yeah. And then Freddie stole the cologne.
Yeah.
And Miss Briggs compliments him on smelling nice.
Yep.
Creepy.
Also, she plays the same song.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, play a different song, Miss Briggs. And she plays the same song.
Yeah, it's like Baby's First Bagpipe song.
Is that Smoke on the Water? Did she just play some, the
yeah,
proverbial
the bag,
smoke on the
water?
The
bagpipe equivalent of smoke yeah. on the water. Oh, yeah. And then we get to episode 9.
Yeah.
I Will Date Freddy.
This was I like this one a lot because, you know.
I like this one a
yeah,
lot,
yeah, because,
too.
You know, it had some messages. It had
yeah.
some good messages. It had some ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the title's already not comforting. I
yeah.
thought it was about Carly, and I was
I
like,
I also
ooh.
Thought it was about Carly. It's like, Carly, I watched these last 8 episodes. What are you doing?
Yeah. And then someone from their school, Valerie, calls in and mm-hmm. is like, I think Freddie's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Sam knew. Sam knew immediately. She's like, oof. No,
yeah.
No one thinks you're cute. You know, maybe she went about it the wrong way. But, you know.
No, yeah, but
she knew. She knew.
Yeah. I think deep down they're all friends.
Yeah.
Like,
they are. They know each other.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, Freddie will go on a date with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, whatever. They're all eating watermelon communally.
Yeah, which out of like.
Out of the watermelon.
No, it out of what looked like fucking like.
Yeah, the watermelon baller.
Or something.
It's a watermelon baller.
Oh,
like a melon
specific,
baller.
It's specific mm-hmm. for watermelon. Okay,
I
never used one of those.
Yeah.
I didn't really have watermelon all that much.
Oh, okay.
I would always have the sliced ones.
So.
We'd always like slice them when we get them. So I never.
So yeah, it's for making like decorative melon balls
okay.
or whatever. But yeah, they're just eating it with the melon baller, which I've done that. Aside from knowing they did it in the show, yeah. and it's not easy.
Okay.
Or I would encourage it.
Yeah, just go face first.
Yeah, just cut it up.
Yep.
Shove it into your face.
Yeah.
And then Freddie's mom comes over, and she's so overbearing.
I was stressed out
by the time
she left. I like. You know
yeah.
what, Freddie, make fun of her all you want. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Because this was like the first like real look into Freddie's mom we got.
Yeah.
And she's stressful.
She's stressful.
I would.
Why is she getting Carly to date Freddie?
Yeah, that's not your space.
Not at all.
No. But man, go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
It's not like it's a big task for you.
Go home.
It's across the hall.
Across the street. You're stressing me out, lady.
Yeah. Spaghetti tacos. I had them once at a birthday party for my younger cousin.
I didn't know they were a trend, but
yep,
gross.
Yeah,
get that shit out my face.
Yeah,
I really like.
It's a texture overload, and I don't like it. They also taste bad.
Those corn and pasta doesn't seem to go well with each other.
No, we did make a reference to that on Shadowrun once.
Oh yeah,
at Totally Tony's Taqueria.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did, huh?
Freddy lives in a horror movie.
Yep.
And he comes over ready for the date. wearing his horrible, sweater vest.
Horrible,
from,
disgusting sweater vest.
From the Wild Wild Vet.
Yep.
The name is good.
Yeah, it's a good name. Good. It's a really good name.
But bad.
Bad outfit. Bad yeah. outfit.
So then Spencer, well, Freddy's like, Spencer, I need some advice. Like, yeah. man to man. And Spencer's just like, just stare at her.
Just the whole which, oh man. Good advice, Spencer. Now I really want to meet Sock Girl.
Yeah. I want to. Yes. So yeah, he's the waiter on this date.
Yep.
Because Freddy's mom probably wouldn't let them go to a restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my thing was like, why is it at, my initial thought was like, why is it at, because I didn't remember this episode at all.
Yeah.
Why is it at Carly's house as opposed to like Freddy's house? And I was like, oh, she wants to see the iCarly space. Duh.
Yeah.
Like, they run a successful webcast. Of course she wants to get in on that.
Yeah.
One way or another. Mm-hmm. Little did I know, I was fucking right.
Yeah. She really wanted in on it.
Yeah. So she's like, sweet talks Freddy.
Yep.
And
she's
is
horrible.
Like,
she's horrible.
Yeah, she's manipulative.
She's manipulative. Like, out the gate.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. literally, like, stokes up Freddy's ego mm-hmm. and then convinces him to leave iCarly. And
it pins his friends against him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she asks him, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, I'm doing iCarly tonight. And she goes, oh, well, I'm your girlfriend.
I'm your girlfriend. I want to do it's it like, on the same day.
No.
It's like, well, first of all, you know, come
like,
on
first
now.
Of all, we've been dating for a day.
Literally, like, a fucking day. Like,
Second of all,
we're in, like, fifth grade.
Yep. Third of all, like, you don't just say that to someone.
You don't just do that.
I mean,
you don't just tell them to change their life in fifth grade. Or ever.
Yeah. It's one thing if it's like, oh, can I put you down as an emergency contact?
Yeah.
You're my boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, can you drop this thing that you're really passionate about for me because I want to do something.
And it's successful. Not a thing you're only passionate
about. Yeah, but it's successful.
It's successful and you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
Because
I've been your girlfriend for a week.
Get the fuck out of here, Valerie.
Come on.
Go home.
Yeah. So, and she calls him baby, which I
nope, bye-bye.
Yeah. Freddy, she's manipulative, and you gotta stay away from that, was my note.
Yeah.
He's right. Sam should not treat him that badly.
It's true.
But
it's
Valerie isn't gonna treat him any better.
Valerie is already treating him way worse than Sam ever has.
Yes.
At least Sam is like upfront about the thing she does to him.
Yeah, but she deep down appreciates him.
Yeah, she does.
She should show it. Definitely.
Yeah, she should definitely show it a little more.
But she's not like manipulating him into doing what she wants.
Yeah. And also, I want to do this live stream on Wednesday. Okay, well, there's six other days of the week. I have to do it Wednesday.
Like,
and I will not budge or I'm going to leave you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, fuck it. Sure, bye.
Like,
bye-bye.
All right, see you in the halls.
Yes, see you at study.
See you in study hall.
See you in study hall. Bye-bye.
Bitch.
Later.
And then he hires Jeremy to be their new technical producer.
Also, never mind. This is a little later.
I got motion sickness.
Yeah.
And like, no shit, you got spittle on the lens.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I felt that sneeze. That shit was disgusting. Like, I felt that hit my face.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then they bring a dog dressed as a pig on the show.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm allergic to pigs. And it's like, it's a dog.
Good bit.
And then they start yelling at him and stop yelling. You're going to scare the dog.
Yep.
Priorities.
Yep.
The dog also takes off the pig snout all by himself.
Yep. Good dog.
So talented.
They're very talented. Dogs. Dog's talent. No bounds.
Oh, yeah. This is where I had the note about they're throwing so many curveballs about the show ending in season one.
It's like every episode.
It's real bad show pacing.
It was three episodes out of the three.
Three episodes out of, what is this, nine?
Yeah, out of three episodes out of.
Out of nine.
Because we watched this one, the show's ending. Miss Briggs, the show's ending because the viewers were dropping.
Yeah.
And what was the first one we discussed today?
Neville.
Three out of the four episodes we've watched today, show enders.
Five. The five we watched
for this episode. Yeah, because the next
one. And then one previously.
Yeah.
So four That's almost
half the show so far.
Yeah, that's a little ending. That's a little much.
That's a lot.
Are you manipulating kids into watching your show? Like, maybe. Fuck. Like, maybe. If you don't watch our TV show, it's gonna be canceled. That's not true.
That's not
they
true.
They can cancel shit on a whim.
It's true.
They definitely bedazzled their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Also.
Oh, yeah. Valerie asks Sam. Valerie asks Sam to. I noticed I was not talking to my microphone. Valerie asks Sam to be part of her web show. Because
mm-hmm.
she starts one up with Freddie. And Sam's like, oh, tell me all about it. And she fucking gets that information and she goes right to Carly.
Sam's
and is
good.
Like, this is what's happening.
Yeah, Sam's a friend. Sam's loyal.
Yeah. Sam's loyal, even though she is a little shitty.
Yeah, she's shitty, but, you know, she likes her friends.
Yeah, she's ride or die.
Yep, she's ride or die.
So, yeah, they.
And then they tell Freddy.
Then they tell Freddy. And Freddy's like, no, that's not true. You guys just want me back.
Yes, like, but literally, Freddy also said, like, the worst thing I've ever heard. They're like, oh, she's just using you. How don't you see that? He's like, oh, yeah, well, maybe I like being used.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, Freddy, what the fuck?
Get the hell
out of here.
Yeah, like, you need to leave. Even if you see that and it's happening and it's like, oh, maybe I like this. Like, no.
It's like, no.
That's the worst position to be in.
You are fucking 12. Don't settle at 12.
Unbelievable.
You settle when you're like 70.
Yeah. Even then, they're swingers.
And even then, they're saying, if oh man, rough.
So yeah, Freddie fully acknowledges that he's being used.
Yeah,
and said,
yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and then he confronts Valerie about it.
Yeah,
and right before the next episode of iCarly,
and she admits it.
She's
like, yeah, I've been using you.
Were you even in it for the long con?
She wasn't.
No.
Maybe Valerie is just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, her plan was not foolproof.
Her plan was not
Sam,
even close.
Sam, like, I want to date Freddy. No one wants to date Freddy.
Damn. You've been found out in under a second.
Yeah. So she just admits it, and Freddy comes back, and he says, I'm not going to be the technical producer on Valerie's show.
Yeah.
But I won't. I didn't say I would come back to iCarly.
And that lasted 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, Sam literally was like, I appreciate what you do for the show. And he was like, okay.
Okay, fine. And Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy.
Well, you know, we're all in that position. We all look for approval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to meet Sako.
Yeah, Sako is top priority right now for me.
Yeah.
I want to see Sako.
We're not going to get to see him, I don't think.
Yeah.
I honestly think, like, I have no memory of Sako.
Is he just a mystery?
Yeah. And then they turn on Valerie's webcast.
And she gets killed by her TV.
Yeah, that's why you don't mount TVs.
Yeah.
So we get to episode 10.
Yep.
It's called I Want a World Record.
Yep.
First of all, there's a substitute teacher named Mr. Buttburn.
Poor Mr.
Consider a career change or teach college classes.
Yeah. Rough.
Mr. Buttburn.
Mr. Buttburn. Poor Mr. Buttburn. You didn't have a chance.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, so the longest live stream is 24 hours and 8 minutes. Which
we've
is
done
like,
longer.
We have done longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird to think that like people do that on the regular now. Yeah. Like you can turn on Twitch and find someone doing a 24-hour live stream right now.
Whenever.
People like merge, like not merge, but like get into like 36-hour live streams. It's like, yeah, I'm just going for no sleep for like 2 days,
it's
my boy.
Crazy.
Nuts. Yeah, it's wild as a world record.
Yeah.
I mean, in the early days of streaming, I guess.
Maybe, because there probably weren't many people streaming.
Yeah.
And now people have said one thing for that long. Like that guy who said Gucci Gang for like an entire day or something,
right?
Wait, he
did? Yeah, so they do this 24-hour live stream. Mm-hmm. Sam is just really interested in the world's fattest priest. And go big or go home.
Which, honestly, it's a funny bit, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, either go big or go home on this stream or play several video games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I was going to say, imagine doing a stream for 24 hours.
Without, yeah, but you
did without video games.
Without video games. No.
No.
I mean, he did. The Gucci Gang guy did it.
The Gucci Gang guy did it, but he had a thing he was doing.
Yeah.
Imagine coming up with a variety show content that all lasts like maybe 10 minutes for 24 hours.
I can barely come up with content for this podcast, let alone like the
weekly
Shadowrun
for
podcast
an hour.
And the weekly podcast. Yeah. Bruh.
It's rough.
So yeah, do Freddy's Tech Corner at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Just when no one's watching.
Yep.
Someone will watch it, though.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
And they just make up words.
Mm-hmm.
All words are just made up. But, like, it's this true. Is especially, like, they're not saying words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think Freddy would be initially, like, prepared to sustain the stream.
He did.
Technically.
He did.
He did.
He's a good producer.
Well, almost.
Almost. Almost. But that wasn't part of, that was in his control.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going really well,
mm-hmm.
and they have, like, a countdown, which is, like, a big thing you don't do.
Yeah.
In streams. Don't look at the clock.
Don't look at the clock.
And then Spencer tries to hit on the world record book person.
Which Spencer's a homewrecker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a boyfriend. Oh, yeah? Well.
Like, Spencer.
Nope.
You should know better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the world's fattest priest picture is incredibly photoshopped.
Yep.
Having Spencer as, like, a break in their monotony mm-hmm. of streaming is a good thing.
Yeah.
Until it becomes a very bad thing in the end.
Yeah.
He reaches into his box and picks up a whole handful of tacks. Wow.
Yep. All of them get stuck.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then during Freddy's tech time, they, like, drop a light bulb and they have to
maybe if they didn't make fun of him.
Maybe if they didn't make fun of him.
If they didn't make fun of Freddy, their stream wouldn't have ended.
Yep. But, like, realistically, like, they webcasted in a haunted apartment
mm-hmm.
for an extended period of time.
Yep.
Their stream can sustain, like, going downstairs.
Yeah. Also, how the fuck did these people find that so quickly?
Yeah, it would have taken them a lot longer.
Yeah, like, there are houses that just have fucking carbon monoxide in them, like, forever.
Yeah.
And no one ever finds out. How did they find out in, like, an hour that a light bulb was broken?
Yeah. And, like, that specific.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they, like, vacate,
yeah.
and they go all the way down the stairs.
Which, Spencer's such a good brother.
Yeah.
He carried that fucking cart downstairs by himself.
Yeah.
And then brought it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Freddy helped him bring it up, because yeah. he was on the bottom of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Spencer was on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
But, like, good on Spencer. And, yeah. of course, they, like, the second they get down to the bottom.
It's yep.
like, good. Yeah, nice. Not much to say about this episode either. It's pretty straightforward.
It's really straightforward. Like, they do the stream. The stream goes down for 4 seconds, and they can't get the award.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes before the end of the stream, and that sucks.
Yeah. Spencer ruins it. He has a sculpture.
Yeah, with the most moving parts.
Yep. It took a little too much energy mm-hmm. and shut their stream down.
Yeah.
Which this also, I thought Freddy's stream was, his cart was wireless.
It is.
But probably not for 24 hours. Maybe it was...
I mean, I think it's, like, plugged into power.
I think it was the router that went out, right? Probably.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. If I'm thinking, it was probably, like, the router that went out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Freddy, your laptop can hold a charge.
Yeah. It was the internet.
It is the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no way they got down and up in 4 seconds.
No.
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 That doesn't happen.
Nope.
Internet takes longer to turn off.
Yeah.
Never mind, turn off.
For real.
And then fix itself.
And then why did laugh track clap happen at ice water?
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Or did it just laugh?
Yeah, they like dunked their heads in ice water and then the laugh track was like, yeah, woo! But,
good
but
job,
there were
guys.
Multiple people
good job,
in the
guys.
Laugh track instead of just one. Yeah, they bring their granddad, Carly's granddad, on, and he just like
for like 3 seconds.
And he walks into the elevator.
Which, bye.
Yeah, brought him on. Okay, bye.
It's like he could have helped you finish that hour.
Yep.
No, we don't want you to. Bye. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Waking up at 5:30 is actually not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. My grandfather does that.
Yeah. Is it an old person thing?
I think it's an old person thing.
It feels really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to watch the sunrise and shit. I had to do it for work for a little bit.
Yeah. I do it, like, when we go somewhere or something like that. And even then, it feels good because you get up, you get to see, you see the whole day.
Yeah.
And then you get to sleep. Like, you, like, actually, you sleep at a reasonable hour, which is, I think, the best part about it.
Yes. Yeah, it's like 10 o'clock, you're getting sleepy. Like,
yeah, and then you're like, I'm like, oh, wow, maybe I could put this up until, like, midnight at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, midnight seems a little far away.
Yeah.
But no, I like that part, because otherwise I'm just not sleeping.
Yeah. It was Spencer's fault that the stream went down. Like, it full was. Stop.
Yep. And he knew it, too.
He knew it, yeah.
He knew it.
But then the world records person comes back and is like, Spencer, you have the most moving parts on a sculpture.
Which I swear she probably made that category up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because
she felt bad.
Because she felt bad.
Which, you know,
which nice.
That's really good, yeah. And then Spencer is like, oh, well, all the people who helped me put it together have to be in the picture,
he's
right?
He's a good brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He cares.
Also,
he cares.
Don't, Bud. Yeah. But winking boy, don't your eyes hurt?
That's just his life.
Oh boy. And then Spencer, like, that was super sweet of him.
Yeah.
And I think with episode 10 we've seen all of the clips in the title.
It's true. Montage. Yeah, because the picture at the end is the picture at the end of the intro.
Yeah.
I think we've seen them all by now.
Yeah. So good bunch.
We've
of
seen
episodes.
The intro. Yeah, good bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Miss Briggs one, but I genuinely like all the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Miss Briggs one went on, it seemed to drag
quite
a bit. What else can I say about this bunch of episodes?
I don't know.
Not much.
There's good quality episodes. Yeah, we've said a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Take us out.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for listening to Leave It All to Us episode 2. I feel like this one was considerably shorter than the first one.
It wasn't?
How long did we go?
An hour 10.
Really?
Yeah.
The other one was an hour 14. 4 minutes. You know, man, time flies when you talk about iCarly. All right, well, yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with episodes 11 to 15.
Yeah. Check out thelifecast.net for more podcasts and the Lifecast.
In general, just check us out.
Yeah, check us out.
Because we do things.
Yeah, we do.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.